Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now.
Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Friday, July 13th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. Vigilante arborists are taking beautification efforts in Klamath Falls into their own hands, planting trees along the Kit Carson Path that runs adjacent to Crater Lake Parkway. Recently, however, in a fire danger reduction effort, the Oregon Department of Transportation had mowed over some saplings near the path. Mike Davis, the ODOT District 11 manager who works closely with the city and its residents, confirmed fire as the reason for mowing, but was unsure why the tree saplings had also been mowed down. Davis has been aware of the community's tree planting efforts. It's fine so long as it maintains with the standards and will not cause clear zone hazards. Groups and individuals have also started to plant tulips, daffodil bulbs, and trees along the path. Those passionate about the beautification efforts, including the Klamath Tree League and Klamath Falls Garden Club, have been meeting together and with Davis to restore the vision for Crater Lake Parkway. Crater Lake has imposed Stage 1 fire restrictions in the park due to the dry weather and upcoming heat wave. The park received below average snowfall this winter and continues to have below average precipitation. Temperatures have been warmer than normal and the first heat wave is expected by the end of the week. This has increased the fire danger at Crater Lake National Park. The outlook for significant wildland fire potential is above normal for the next several months. As a result, backcountry campfires are now prohibited, and wood fires and charcoal are only permitted within established grills or fire rings in Mazama Campground and park residential areas. There are also restrictions on smoking, and fireworks are prohibited. A Merrill man arrested in January for abusing a young girl has accepted a plea deal and faces more than 6 years in prison. Juan Manuel Garcia, age 63, pleaded no contest Wednesday to first-degree sexual abuse, attempted first-degree rape, and attempted first-degree unlawful sexual penetration. He's scheduled for sentencing on August 17th and faces at least 75 months in prison. A church building in Chiloquin is among the subjects of paintings in an exhibit in the Modoc Gallery at the Klamath County Museum. Paintings by local artists Susan Liskey and Donna Woolery are on display through July and August at the Modoc Gallery in the Klamath County Museum at Main and Spring Streets. Gallery hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Admission is free. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device, and check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.